I can't wait to hear about mer people.
Well, I was alerted to this by one of my kids who watched it and said, it's really interesting. And the first question, who are mer people? Well, those are people who mermaid. And they mermaid pretty hard.
I'm sorry?
They do it for a living. They are mermaids. And when he first told me about it, I thought it was going to be the people who maybe think that they're actually a horse and they parade around as a horse and they identify as a, you know, like an animal. But no, they are basically, that is their job. They are mermaids and they do it for conventions. They do it for, you know, birthday parties. Sometimes they're at a casino and it's a tough gig. You may think of it as, oh, what's the big deal? You just put on a tail and you swim around in a tank. But it's all about, if you're going to be really good at this, you got to hold your breath for over a minute. They're having their eyes open and acting like it's very natural for them to be underwater, even though it's really not in really strong pH, you know, like pool water, or if they're swimming with fish. I guess they're not also a fish, but if they're swimming around with fish and salt water. Have you guys ever experienced the mermaid at a restaurant or something?
I don't think so.
Well, they have them in Florida. Like, you could be dining somewhere, and they even have it at a casino in Vegas, to where there's a big saltwater tank, and occasionally the mermaid will come down and wave at you.
I don't think it's saltwater, is it?
Some of it is, yeah.
Why would they swim in saltwater?
Well, because they're swimming. It's a live aquarium with fish.
With other mermaids.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, that's what they, it's a tough gig, because it did show them practicing and like surfacing, and their eyes are just burning and they have to put solution in them. And yeah.
All right. So my experience with mer people was when I was a little kid and we lived in San Marcos, and Ocarina Springs had a mermaid show.
Okay.
And you would all go inside this underwater submarine. You'd go inside the submarine and they'd lower it down into the water, and you know, just a couple.
It was really
feet.
Like a boat, right? That had like,
it wasn't
went
even
down
a,
into the water.
It wasn't
or
even a boat. It was just a, you know, a series of little pods that were all connected together. It was just an observation thing that would lower into the water.
Yeah,
and then you watch the mermaid show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hardly remember it. I mean, I was really young, but I thought it was magical.
Do you remember when we went to Miami for Cowboys Dolphins Barry against Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I think, did we do our show from the restaurant that had the aquarium?
Jimmy's restaurant.
It was Jimmy's, yeah.
The Three Rings.
Yeah. And it was actually a pool.
Yeah.
Because Gordo would always try to go down there in the afternoon because that's when the Euros would swim naked.
Yeah, glass bottom pool, and there was a bar underneath it so you could look up at the people swimming.
But I remember one day, and you're not going to believe me, but one day there was a mermaid practicing in that tank.
Why are women obsessed with mermaids?
See, well, and they say it's grown exponentially here these last 20 years with Little Mermaid. And think about it, for a little girl, and some of these little girls who are now adults, they saw one of those shows like you saw at Ocarina Springs, or this resort that they had in Florida that was around in the 50s and 60s. And some of those girls just became obsessed with it.
But why is the mermaid an obsession? I mean, I know there are some guys who are into it too, but why does it seem to trend female? Like, why do women like to be mermaids more than guys like to be mermen?
Well, according to this cast, there are some mermen. There's also a transgendered person that I'm not sure. Well, I'm not sure how I identify. They started as a male. He grew up as a male, and then he is. But I'm not sure. Let's just go with they right now. I'm not sure.
And now they're trans species.
Yes.
Also.
And he's the one who thinks that his grandfather.
She's the one.
They are the one who thinks their grandfather was actually. I'm sorry. Grandmother was actually a mermaid.
Yes.
I can't follow. I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
They think they are a descendant of a mermaid. He thinks he's really a mermaid. All these other characters are, you know, they see it as a gig. They really think that they're a mermaid of some sort.
So I'm learning something.
Yeah.
I'm learning something here because I always thought a mermaid was a mythical figure. That they don't really exist, but you're telling me they are in Las Vegas today, that you saw one in Miami, and that these people are descendant from one. Descended from one. So they're real?
They are the only one who thinks that they're real. All these other characters who are on
that
this documentary.
You're talking about?
Yes.
All
these other people in the documentary, they know they don't exist.
They know it's wrestling.
Right.
They know it's fake.
And basically, they see themselves as underwater carnival workers. And this is one of the mermaids who explains what it's like to be a mer.
I think the thing that frustrates me most about the public perception of professional mermaids is that we're just plain dress up. You're going to invest thousands of dollars in the equipment, hundreds of hours of your time in the training, and your first gig might pay $100. At its core, mermaiding is a danger art.
Holding your breath, blurry vision, dangerous animals, ocean currents, being so cold all the time.
I get emails all the time from people telling me that they want to be a professional mermaid, and my first thought is, oh, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into.
Hypothermia is also something they deal with. Sparkles, who joined this elite mermaid crew, she suffered from hypothermia when she was performing at a casino in Vegas because it was one of those aquariums where there's fish swimming everywhere, and they had to keep the water under 80 degrees. I don't know, maybe it's 60-some-odd degrees, and she got hypothermia. So it's somewhat dangerous, and the leader
And they don't make that much money.
I think if you get to where you're...
An elite mermaid?
An elite mermaid, a part of this elite group, you can at least make a living. You know, you can do these conventions or
so on your
play
tax
a casino
form,
for a couple of weeks, and you make decent money.
On your tax form, occupation mermaid?
I think so, yeah. That's what you are. I guess you could say you're an underwater performer. But it was wild. They showed this place in Florida where they had a place similar to what you experienced here in Texas. And it was this park. And it was this huge lake that was... the water was supplied from this big spring. And the water was just crystal clear. And it was the same thing that families would go there and... They wouldn't go through it with some sort of boat or submarine. They built like these underwater theaters, you know, that were below the water surface, and these mermaids would come and put on these shows, and they were pretty magical. It was I could see why a kid would look at that, and I don't know if they want to be a mermaid, but they would be at least kind of blown away by it.
Looks all cool, and I think maybe the reason girls like it is because if you have cool long hair, then your hair flows.
It's like you're a princess. It's that whole thing. I want to grow
underwater
up to be a
princess.
Yeah, basically. And that's the person that I mentioned that's in South Carolina, Blixanami. That's what they call themselves.
Wait, what?
What? That's their name?
The person that I told you about.
Who's the person you told us about?
That has gone through some changes in their life.
They're the ones who said that their grandmother was
right. He's the one who's really into it. He was really into mermaids as a kid. And at this convention, actually, this was a tryout to see who could win this pageant and go on a cruise and win a bunch of money.
A mer pageant?
Yeah, it was a mer pageant. They were all gathered, and this is Blixanami is a. Hang on, stay with me. He is a sensation because they are a sensation because they've taken to TikTok and YouTube and he's made music videos.
They have made music videos.
This is a live performance of their song. This is not underwater, obviously, but they are dressed up as a mermaid.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Putting on a big show from a song that is a sensation worldwide.
Their song. The tsunami will never be pretend, yeah. Let me fix my crown before I hit your pool.
The Big Tsunami Live. I make my rules, yeah. I'm a red sour in my shell cup, cup, shell, blowing bubble,
So they're in like a tail when they're performing and stuff?
That's the thing. They spend a lot of money. These are thousands of dollars they spend on their tail that's very difficult to put on.
How do they stand?
Well, they don't. When they get into the water, they, you know, they sit down and they put their tail on and they jump in the water.
But like this band performing,
didn't have his tail on at the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So wait,
but they had the rest of their mermaid garb on except for the tail.
What's the rest of the mermaid?
Oh, he's got a crown. He's got
they
gills.
Have the crown. They have the gills.
They have the gills and a crown. And
but the tail is the number one most important thing.
I thought you were naked except for the tail. If you were a mer person,
you are.
Well, I guess
you
a mer. I was just a mer maid. She has the seashells over her milks.
Yeah. I was just playing you
childish.
I was playing you an example of their song.
Okay.
And yeah, the video of it. They're in full mer gear, and they got a bunch of other mermaids to be with them. It's really interesting, though, in that...
Sounds like the whole culture's piqued your curiosity.
Yeah, it is interesting the way George is
fascinated by this.
I don't
want to be a mermaid. I don't want to be a mermaid, but I will throw out this, and you guys are going to go, what? What are you talking about? I'm going to call your play now. But as you're growing up, maybe your teenage years, and maybe even into your adult life... There is something somewhat attractive about the mermaid,
hey,
is there not?
Daryl Hannah and Splash.
Look at Splash.
We all loved her.
Didn't see anything there.
Yes, you did.
I just saw a person.
The heck you didn't.
Who had enjoyable content there. To her character.
Yeah, the mermaid's always a beautiful, mythical figure with the long, flowing hair like Gordo talked about. There is something attractive about the tail.
What?
It's something kind of,
It's shapely and it... plays to our caveman instincts, but it also
shapely.
Brings up a lot of
cavemen liked tails.
It also brings up a lot of logistical issues.
What do you mean?
If you were to consummate a relationship like Tom Hanks did with Daryl Hannah in Splash, how did they do that?
Did she turn into a person?
I thought she turned into a mermaid permanently at the end.
When she's on land.
I can't remember. It's been 40 years.
When she's on land, she has human sticks. That she walks on.
I thought she was always with a tail, wasn't she?
No. When she's on land, she has the walkers.
Yeah, but at some point she turned into a permanent mermaid.
Yeah, we'll have to revisit Splash. But there is something to that, and they had one of the mermaids talking about when they do play the convention in Las Vegas, that they have to hear it from guys, and it's just
you know what it's like?
Sick.
You know what the tail is like? It's like a tight skirt, a woman in a tight skirt, which always draws a man's attention. That's what a mer-tail is.
Plus there's the whole even, swimming thing, it's, it's...
Isn't there a style of skirt that's called the mermaid dress, wearing a mermaid dress?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is something to it.
What do you mean?
That we all... have at least had some sort of...
Stop lumping us all in with this.
Mermaids have never had any sort of impact on you. You never thought...
Mark and play for
thought,
Peter King.
Wow, mermaid. Cool. Well, like when I saw
don't
that
know
one in Miami.
They have or not.
When I saw that one in Miami, I thought, that's really cool. And if I was at that casino in Vegas and...
But you yelled at the horse people.
And the mermaid
people.
Came down and...
You but know, remember you yelled at the horse people for pretending
like she was
horses?
Reaching out to me and wanted me to run off with her in the sea? Then
see, this is where it's getting to
no?
the
it's
weird place.
I think it's weird for him because of his swimming background.
Yeah,
maybe so.
You probably conflated the girl that you had a crush on, 8th grade swimming, with a mermaid.
Maybe. You guys have never wanted to hang out with a mermaid?
It's never crossed my mind once.
Really?
Why not?
I
just
think
a
you're
swimming,
being closed-minded. I bet.
What about
some
just
point,
a swimming human female? Why isn't that?
That's great
enough?
Too.
It's great too.
But if she had the tail and could really, navigate through the water, and then there's more to it than you think. I think you guys think it's kind of a silly profession. But
no,
I'm impressed with
them.
Their swimming ability.
I commend
and their
them
strength
as performers.
And their bravery and
I commend them as performers.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying you're taking it to weird places.
See, I knew you'd do that. You're the one who's closed minded now, and I'm the one who's a little more open minded.
Okay, how are you open minded?
Because I think it's I never knew the profession existed. I figured what we had, a half dozen. But it's a half a billion dollar business in this country every year.
That's mainly idiots buying tails off of Etsy.
Idiots? That's what you're calling these people?
That is a They've found a way term to make a of living? Affection.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's not.
In their language, that's a compliment.
I think mermaids are making this a better place to live. What do you think about that?
Huh.
Why do you never see reverse mermaids where it's fish on top and woman on bottom?
I want a reverse mermaid.
Actually, some of these mer people, they did show them performing and they had the fish head.
Really?
Yeah. Which
yeah, because
really kind of freaky
there has
looking.
To be an equal number of fish head and human lowers as there are the other way.
Well,
right?
Why does there have to be?
They also had a tail, too, so they could navigate through the water.
Wait, they had a fish head and a tail?
Yeah.
So they were fish.
So they were fish.
Yeah, but they had arms.
Human
so
arms.
A lot of fish have arms.
They do? How many fish have you seen with arms?
I don't know. Mud skippers have legs. There's a fish called a mud skipper that has legs.
Pretty unusual fish, though, wouldn't you say?
To answer your question, George, I'm not against mermaids. They've just never been on my radar.
Yeah. Or sonar.
Okay. Or sonar.
As it were.
Well, they've been on mine. I think it's a...
We're finding that out.
It's worth watching at least one episode just to learn a little more about mer people.
But I'm saying that, and I'm glad you're being progressive and accepting mer people.
Yeah.
But why are you then discounting and banishing horse people?
Well,
people
the difference
who do
between
pony play.
The difference between the people I've seen in this documentary, they know it's a job and they're putting on some sort of fake tail and swimming around as an underwater.
People who do pony play understand that they're putting on.
They pretend to be a horse for what looks to be about 12 hours a day.
Well, that's called commitment.
That's called a little more strange if you just think you're a horse. These people know they're not a mermaid.
The one you detailed.
Except for Blick Tsunami. Why are you laughing at his name? You guys are so close-minded.
I don't understand the name, number one. We need to get him at Ticket Stock, or them at Ticket Stock.
They would be great. He's really entertaining.
Blick Tsunami?
Yeah, Blick Tsunami. Look at you.
What?
What kind of name is that?
It is a weird name.
That's how he makes his living. He's doing really well.
Okay. How many Blick Tsunamis did you grow up with?
None. There's only one.
It's a very unusual
name. There's only
name.
One, and he lives in South Carolina.
This is like Bizarro Musers today. Yeah,
George is defending I feel like people. I've been in some sort of weird dream.
Well, you guys just are close-minded. You just think it's a weird thing, and I'm telling you, it's...
It's an unusual thing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's an unusual thing.
Okay. And I told you, I'm impressed with their artistry and their commitment to it. I don't understand why you're saying that I don't like them.
I told you I love Daryl Hannah and Splash.
Yes.
We're pro
just,
mermaid.
Just listen to the last 10 minutes and you tell me if you're pro mermaid or not. And I would say you are not pro mermaid.